Joyce, it was a busy week at the Capitol, and it likely will not slow down. Many thought it would be a sleepy session, but it has not been that way. Last week, Governor Terry Branstad fired his director of Department of Administrative Services, Mike Carroll, because of these confidential settlements paid to laid-off state workers. Now, Democratic Senator Janet Peterson, who chairs the Senate Oversight Committee, wants more from Branstad's team to appear before her committee. What's the likelihood that that will happen?
Well, the Oversight Committee does have subpoena power, and Senator Peterson was not ruling out issuing a subpoena. They want to hear from two other DAS managers. But by the end of the week, the governor was indicating they would appear before the committee this week.
Now, Republicans who control the Iowa House are writing most of this off as a campaign for Des Moines Senator Jack Hatch, who's running for governor. Are Republicans fine with walking away from investigating this anymore?
Well, House Republicans are participating in the oversight meetings. Oversight is a joint House-Senate committee, and they take turns setting the agenda and inviting people to come. Today, the Senate set up today's meeting with its two top DAS administrators. They want to find out more about who authorized the so-called hush money. But Republicans will be in charge of setting up a second meeting this week. And their chair, Kevin Kester, says he hasn't decided who he's going to invite to come. He says he's more interested in knowing whether there was any partisanship involved in laying off the workers in the first place.
Now, this issue has been taking up a lot of the focus recently. What pieces of legislation are being overlooked while many of us are trying to understand all the details of this?
Well, I hope we're not overlooking too many other things. We're trying to follow all the pieces of a $7 billion state budget. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Anything new with this anti-bullying bill?
Well, they haven't reached consensus on that. As you know, that's the governor's initiative for schools to be more proactive in combating bullying, even when it happens off the school grounds. The House Appropriations Committee did pass an education budget last week that does not have any money in it for the bullying program, either the $25,000 the governor wants or the $1 million that the Democrats want. And at that budget meeting, that the House chair of the education budget bill, Cecil Dolacek, he expressed some pessimism about a bullying bill getting passed. But he said if it does, then the Department of Education can use money from their appropriation to fund a webinar for school districts. That's what Governor Branstad wanted the money for.
Now, Joyce, you reported last week that the wheels were falling off an agreement to freeze tuition another year at Iowa's Regents Universities. How is this conversation playing out?
Well, as you know, the Regents asked for a 4% increase for the universities, in which case they would freeze tuition for another year. The governor put that in his budget, but it was always up to the legislature to appropriate that money, and the Senate agreed to it, but the House version of the bill doesn't give the 4% to each university. They gave less to the University of Iowa. So they're not going with the program there. And I said here last week that I thought it would be hard for either party to go to the electorate and say, no, we're not going to have a tuition freeze after all. But the Republicans put a mandated tuition freeze in their budget, so they at least have that political cover. I talked briefly with Regents President Bruce Rastetter, and he says he'll continue to encourage the House and Senate to go with the governor's plan.
This month, NPR's Morning Edition has been reporting on people in their late 20s and 30s paying for college. So it's a bit top of mind, partly because I'm still chipping away at some student debt. What would it mean for students if the wheels did fall off of the tuition freeze this session?
Well, the Regents were pretty clear on this. The tuition freeze would happen only if they get the 4% increase from the state. If they don't, it depends on how much money they do get. That would affect how much they would raise tuition. One option is always to raise tuition according to an inflation rate for higher education.
All right, Joyce Russell, thanks so much.
Okay.